Welcome back to the Press Box and a unique kind of show today with my great friend, who I like to call the Hall of Famer.
Oh, dear gosh.
Because he is a Hall of Famer.
Oh,
Dave Buzzy Baker, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gainer, we want to welcome folks in and so glad to have him here with us under these conditions. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BrisNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, we're talking to you on a Tuesday morning because of the floods. Fortunately, there was some loss of life. Fortunately, it was not widespread, but a lot of property damage. And as a result, the biggest weekend of the Keeneland meet, not only in the spring, but all year long, they pushed it back. And so today is Bluegrass Stakes Day. And Gene, for those who go to the Press Box regularly, you were in full agreement with that decision.
Yeah, and I want to publicly applaud Keeneland and President Shannon Arvin for making a very difficult, I know it had to be a very difficult decision based on the fact that, you know, this weekend they build and promote for a full year because it's their biggest race meet, biggest weekend of their race meets, both in the spring and the fall, because of the importance it leads up both on Friday and Saturday leading up to the Oaks and Derby. And to move those 2 days, I know had to be, you know, troublesome with a lot of trepidation because, you know, the likelihood that the crowds and the handle are not going to be as significant on a Monday and Tuesday. But, you know, James E. Ted Bassett III, the former president and CEO of head of the trustees at Keeneland for so many years, told me a long time ago, Buzzy, you never go wrong making the right decision.
That's right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, considering the governor had already issued a state of emergency and it ended up, you know, what would have happened if a horrific event had occurred at Keeneland with that many people on the grounds?
Correct.
And you know, tornadoes are so unpredictable and so radical in their nature that nobody could have predicted that they couldn't be in harm's way. So a lot of credit to Keeneland for doing the right thing, not only by the people and keeping everyone as safe as possible, but also for the horses and all the horse people that are involved. And let's have a great day on Tuesday, and let's hope that we all chip in and bet our fair share.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about it. A field of seven going postward in the $1.25 million Grade 1 Toyota Bluegrass Stakes.
Yeah, and you know, I'm tempted to pronounce the number one horse a certain way because, you know, you and the lovely Leanne took umbrage with the way I pronounced his name before the Fountain of Youth. But River Thames, I've been practicing, River Thames.
We didn't take umbrage with it. We just told you how it was pronounced.
And you laughed heartily.
We laughed with you, not at you.
I'm going to call him as the phonetic spelling because I come from Woodford County where we call Versailles Versailles, right? So River Thames is going to be my top pick. He ran a super, super race in the Fountain of Youth and got beat by my number one horse for the Derby in Sovereignty. Sovereignty came back and ran second in the Florida Derby, but the race didn't just pan out as well as the Fountain of Youth did for Sovereignty. But Sovereignty is going to be my pick, even with Journalism's victory in the Santa Anita Derby. So River Thames is going to be my pick in the Bluegrass, although I think he will, even in the short field, he'll have some. He'll be contested, and particularly by a horse that I didn't like in the Tampa Bay Derby, I did not like Chancer McPatrick in that race, but I really like him today. I think he's going to improve better than any horse probably in the spring, coming off to the first race of 2025 and headed into his second. I think he'll run huge for trainer Chad Brown. And so that means that River Thames is going to have to run a big race to get the victory. But I really think Todd Pletcher's horse, River Thames, is the one to beat. And I don't know if they can beat him with the track. I think, you know, it's going to be awfully hard for it to be completely dry. But, you know, Owen Almighty is in here as well, Buzzy, and he beat Chancer McPatrick in the Tampa Bay Derby. I'm looking now at my notes. So, yes, it was the Tampa Bay Derby. Owen Almighty has got speed on top of speed on top of speed. And you know how this track always is played in the throughout history. It's been favorable to those that have speed. So Owen Almighty will be a horse that they're going to have to go and catch. And if he gets away on an easy lead, if they let him go out there in 47-4 or 48-2, they're going to have a hard time catching Owen Almighty. But I really think if he comes back at all, Chancer McPatrick and River Thames are the two quality, really quality horses. Not to say Owen Almighty is not. We made some money on Owen Almighty in the Tampa Bay Derby.
Yeah.
So I don't want to disparage a winner for us, but I think if somebody else goes with him, Owen Almighty, I think it sets up for a really top end stalker in River Thames.
Okay. So the question is always is how do you play it?
Well, I've already got my picks up. I bet the one to win in place, and I double and triple down on the win wager. I really think he's the quality of this field. If he runs back any improvement at all off the Fountain of Youth, I think he could win this by 3-4 lengths. I think he's that good against really top competition. I really think Owen Almighty and Chancer McPatrick are top-end horses that are going to both show up in the Kentucky Derby. I key the one over and under, really six horses. The 6-4-3, 5-7-2, but in that order, I key them one, meaning betting on top and underneath in the exactas with the 6-4-3 in particular. I think those are the three horses that I will key on in the Bluegrass.
Okay, so for Gene's rundown on the entire Bluegrass Stakes card today at Keeneland, you can get that information at the pressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping the horses, especially with you and Courageous Clay today, and we look forward to seeing you shortly.
Yeah, and, you know, Courageous Clay, I was going to say, is going to be running the second race. I'm hoping that Clay Goodwin will be there in person to see him for the first time. We got our fingers crossed, and we're really, really hoping that he can get there. The sun is coming out, so that sounds good, and we're really looking forward to that. This horse, as a two-year-old, we named when my daughter called and asked me if I had a horse that was not named yet, I said, yeah, I've got one, and we named it after this little boy. And we're really looking forward to seeing him. You can hear my grandsons in the background. They're already anxious to see Clay today as well. So,
And I want to make sure, I don't like to put you on the spot, but I want to put you on the record that I am going to be able to give the pre-race talk to Courageous Clay.
Without a doubt. You are going to give the encouraging words of wisdom that you possess, and only you, because you are a Hall of Famer.
You're nuts. Love you, man. See you in a little bit.
See you, my friend. Bye.
Sorry.
No, hold on.